Candy Staton and Young Hearts Run Free. It's BBC Radio Leicester. It's 12 minutes past 11. This is great. Earlier this week, experts at Loughborough University announced that they were hoping to produce clones of the famous apple tree that inspired Sir Isaac Newton's theory of gravity. Well, you might not be able to have some of that tree in your garden, although wouldn't it be terrific? But there are lots of Leicestershire heritage apples that you can plant. The Leicestershire Heritage Apple Project is running workshops on grafting. Mel Wilson's from the project and joins us now. We were talking off air, a great friend of mine. He's growing a Leicestershire orchard, just as you know, a small area of ground, and he thought, well, I'll put some trees in it, and struggled. I don't think he'd come across your, and I certainly hadn't come across your project when he was doing it.
We've been going about 10 to 12 years now.
So in that case, slap wrist all round.
Absolutely. Google is your friend.
Now, I really got into apples years ago when I was presenting the breakfast show, I mean, like 15 years ago, somebody phoned up and they got an Annie Elizabeth, and did we know anything about it? And that's, I suppose, the most famous Leicestershire apple.
Yes, it probably is. It's very, very popular in the Victorian times, and it's a dual-purpose apple. It's both cooker and a dessert apple, and it was produced locally. Well, it was a seedling from locally in Knighton, and yeah, it's a really famous one. It was in a lot of seed catalogues in the past, and it's still fairly easy to get hold of.
And it's a delicious apple.
It is a nice apple, yes, but I think we have nicer.
Really?
Leicestershire apples, yeah.
Just tell us about the project, first of all.
So the Leicestershire Heritage Apple Project is to look at finding, initially our aim was to find all the Leicestershire apples that we could. We haven't found all of them as yet, but we found a good number. We've got about 14 on our books altogether. And propagate them, first of all, get them into Leicestershire orchards, because with the millennium, a lot of people planted up orchards, but unfortunately not a lot of people put Leicestershire apples in, which was a real missed opportunity as far as we were concerned. So we're trying to help people get Leicestershire apples into orchards, into community orchards, into building projects as well. So new builds where they're putting in a certain number of trees, saying rather than just put miscellaneous any old apple tree or any old tree, let's see Leicestershire apples in there. People have a use for them. And talking about sustainability and so on and so forth, really trying to encourage people to think about the fruits that are around them and that are free and easy to get rather than continually importing things.
And why did these apples just fall out of use?
I think partly because people had smaller gardens, less time, with both adults in a family working, the time to do gardening and so on is a lot more limited to time to do preserving. If you're keeping your own apples and growing your own apples, you then need to preserve them in some way. So we have things like ciders, apple juice, chutneys, jams, and nowadays freezing. And I think the sheer amount off of one apple tree is quite
overwhelming.
Staggering. Yes, yeah, absolutely. And as I was saying to you earlier, one of the things we say to people is think about having a family apple tree, which is putting lots of different apples onto the single tree and having apples throughout the season, because different apples ripen at different times. You can have cookers and dessert apples. You can have cookers, dessert and cider apples. I've personally got one tree with 30 different varieties on. And the most I know of is around 250 on one tree.
So we're talking about maybe we'll. I'd love to come and see how that works, because that's a terrific way. If you've got room for a tree, and maybe that tree lives in a pot.
Yes, pot is going to be a bit more limited if you put multiple varieties on, because in a pot you do start to have difficulties in getting enough nutrients into it.
But you could certainly grow one on a dwarfing rootstock, so it's not, because a full size apple tree is a blooming great big thing.
Yeah, we recommend rather than a dwarfing, go for semi dwarfing, something called MM106, which is a very versatile rootstock, does very well in Leicestershire, and can have multiple apples on. It can also be kept very small. The apples I have in my garden, all the trees are kept to around 5-6 foot high.
Oh, okay.
So that's really easy, A, to pick, and B, to manage. It's not taking up an awful lot of space. And that's really important with our modern lifestyle, that you don't want this huge, great monster of a tree in a small garden.
Well, because apart from anything else, you end up with a situation where you've got lots of, particularly if you've got kids, you end up with a lot of fallen apples with all the wasps and all that kind of stuff, so that less is better, I think.
Absolutely,
some sense, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a matter of learning to work with the tree to produce what suits your lifestyle and what you need from it.
Now, some of the names are worth keeping the trees for, even if the apple tastes horrible, the names are terrific.
Yeah.
Barnack Orange, the Annie Elizabeth we've already spoken about.
Yeah.
The Beaver Seedling, the Dummerlow Seedling, Langton Nonsuch. Now, you went to the ends of the earth to find that.
Well, Germany is hardly the ends of the earth. Hamburg's quite a nice place. we actually found that Langton's Nonsuch hadn't been recorded in the UK at all, and since the 1920s. So this was a bit of a challenge, but a lot of the pomologies happened to mention Langton's Nonsuch as very popular in Germany. So I got my two girls who were good German speakers to actually ring up a lot of people in Germany and ask them about this apple. And eventually we managed to locate one in Hamburg. And the gentleman sent us a load of photographs and we said, yeah, this matches really well with all the information that we've got. And he sent us over what's known as scion, which is a cutting from the tree that we can graft onto a rootstock, which allows us to reproduce. It's not an asexual reproduction. It's a clonal reproduction of that tree.
And they're from that reintroduction you can then take cuttings, presumably.
Absolutely, yes, yeah, and continue to graft onto rootstock. So most apple trees are a combination of two trees, a rootstock and the scion, which is from the tree you desire. They all originated from seedlings, but most apple trees that we have in our gardens or that we buy from nurseries and what have you are combinations. They're grafted.
Because apples are weird, aren't they? In as much as if you just cross two apples, you'd have no idea what you're going to, if you create one from a seed, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not that weird. It's the same as us, really. It's just sexual reproduction. You know, we combine genes, and this allows any species that uses that kind of reproduction to be a lot more resistant to diseases, pathogens, and so on and what.
It's why often if you see an apple tree in a hedgerow, and you think, oh, those look wonderful, and you take one,
it can taste horrible.
Yeah. Inedible.
Yeah, yeah. But the apples, you know, its mission in life isn't to make you a nice-tasting apple. Its mission in life is to survive and propagate.
Some more names I like. The Lester Burton Marriage Maker. Martin's Custard.
Yes.
What's that like?
That's a cooker. A very interesting cooker that is very rare. We have got it propagated quite well now.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you say rare, how many trees are the left?
Well, initially we only had one of those. So there's probably about 20 or 30 now, because it's been quite a popular one in grafting workshops. We've been doing grafting workshops now for about 6 or 7 years, and they're increasing in popularity.
But if a tree disappears, there's no way of bringing it back?
No.
So you can't sort of reverse engineer it,
unfortunately not, because it's a chance combination.
Gosh. Queen Caroline, Prince Charles, St. Aelred.
Yeah.
And Sweetings. What's Sweetings like?
Sweetings is a very small apple. It doesn't keep very well, but it's one of the earliest apples, and it's recorded in various bits of literature throughout Leicestershire as one that children used to pick when they went to school. So kind of early July-ish time, they go and pick this apple. So we've got quite a good range. One of the other things we're very interested in is the range of harvesting time. So we've got Sweetings at the early end, and we've got something called Partway Late that we actually found on the side of the road in Northamptonshire that you can keep apples on until March. So that's a really long season.
You can keep the apples on the tree?
Yeah, until March.
All the way through winter?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
If people want to come on a grafting workshop, I think you've got one more this year.
We've got one more this year, so that's the 20th of this month, March, and it's in Salby.
Oh, is it? That's like next week.
Yes, it is. Next Tuesday, I think it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see if I can pop
in. And it's in the evening, so it's 6:30 to 8:30.
So you could say, you could turn up to that and say, I want to have four trees on one.
What we actually teach is the ability to do that,
right?
Because you can't bring your tree in from your garden. So what we teach is two methods of grafting, and then we teach you and help you to put two different scions of your choice onto two trees. So you go away with two trees, which you can put in a pot and grow on. Wow. Then if you wanted to put them onto, you can also take some scion with you and practice on your own tree. A lot of people have done that, because we have plenty of scion for people to try.
Really?
We do need people to book on, because obviously we have to have the rootstocks for people to do that.
It's just fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us. If people want some more information, you've got a terrific website.
Yeah, we've got two websites. We've got www.heritageorchard.co.uk, which tells you all about the apples and where you can buy the ready-made trees. And then we've another one for workshops and talks that we do, which is intheorchard.org.uk.
We'll come and see you. Thank you
so
much indeed. Thank you. Thanks, Mel.